Hello, Steve. Hello, Jill. It's time to game classy.
Dun, dun, dun.
Yeah, oh wow, those things are small on your head.
They're normal size. My head's just really big.
Those are the kids at school who have to listen to like
the tones.
The tones. Yeah, those are headphones.
For sure. So something very exciting happened.
You went to Naperville and got the cold brew?
No, this was at my 7-Eleven.
Oh,
Starbucks
really?
Cold brew, black, unsweetened. I was very excited by this discovery. It's been forever, and like it's very hard to like. So this is all over Asia. You can get fucking shit tons of black coffee that has no sugar in it if you go to like any Asian grocery store or whatever. But everything in America has to have sugar in it, so this is super rare. So it was fucking awesome to see that Starbucks finally relented.
Well, everybody, welcome to Game Classy.
Welcome to the Coffee Cast.
This one's sponsored by Starbucks Cold Brew.
Not specifically Starbucks, but just I hope this is a trend and more coffee companies
this
follow suit.
This is America. Everything's got to have sugar in it.
It's fucking garbage.
My alcohol right now is made of sugar.
That's true.
I know.
It's true.
It's good. Hey, everybody. Welcome to Game Classy. We're here at Adepticon 2018.
Yeah,
this is our live.
Adepticon.
Well, no, it's not a live cast. It's an, what would this be?
On location.
On location.
An on location cast. And yeah. we have guests.
We have guests. Well, they're onlookers, well wishers.
Oh. Yes. I mean, they can be guests.
Yeah.
They can talk if they want.
Yeah. We got Rick.
This is a free fucking country. We have Rick here.
And then we also have the original Bunker Rat, Richie.
Richie, you still see Lars?
Lars.
I don't know. No one knows what happened to Lars.
I guarantee you he's either lying in a gutter somewhere or a millionaire.
No, I heard he, last I had heard, the rumor mill said that he joined the Marines.
Ah. Well, hoorah to him.
Yeah.
Well,
way to go, Lars.
Way to go, Lars. So we have here at Adepticon, everything going on. Steve's playing tournaments.
I am. I played in three tournaments.
And
I was blown out because I didn't know this was a two-day.
Are you coming back tomorrow?
I have to, yeah.
Oh, you are. Okay.
I'm not going to bail on the tournament.
Well, you would have in the past. Past Steve would have.
Yeah, but I'm not past Steve.
Yeah, you're future
present
Steve.
You're present Steve. I'm present Steve. Well, actually, technically, I am past Steve. Anyone hearing this is hearing past Steve.
Yeah.
So paradoxically, I am both present
and
past
Steve.
Steve.
But older past Steve.
Mm-hmm.
Past Steve from past Steve's.
Yes, yes. When I used to do that was War Machine, so I just drop.
Yeah.
Because War Machine wasn't fun to play. So if you didn't win, it was just like if you didn't win your first round, just drop because you're gonna have an awful time playing the rest of that day.
War Machine wasn't fun, War Machine isn't
War
fun.
Machine, yeah,
War
no,
Machine
no, no
won't
deal.
Be fun.
Yeah, no. Like Age of Sigmar is fun, so like you could just play it the whole day. War Machine, like if you, and the worst part is your likelihood of running into a super salty fucker if you lose your first round of War Machine is actually super high. If you lose your first round of Age of Sigmar, you probably won't run into the super salty fucker.
Yeah, the War Machine tournament here, the War Hordes tournament here is a little on the light side.
Yeah, I heard you were going to do some legendary blast putting upon.
Well, I'm not going to put it on blast because I went in there for like all of like 10 seconds.
Didn't stink.
No, because there wasn't enough people for it
to
stink.
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah, there was it was pretty light on the tournament. It was still big. They got kicked out of their normal room. Their normal room is now 30K.
Man, they got dethroned by a side game.
They got dethroned by a side game that was kind of thought of as an afterthought for Forge World.
Woo!
Woo!
How's those Mark III rules treating you boys? Don't worry, Monster Apocalypse is gonna save everything.
I'm just gonna save everything.
Gonna save everything.
Yeah.
Actually, no. I saw a giant Robo game, which I thought was Monster Apocalypse, and I was like, oh no, that's just a game that's not Monster Apocalypse.
Was it Drakstar's game?
It's a game called Giant Robo. There was like big robots in it. I don't know.
Oh no, the guys who run Drakstar having a Kickstarter coming out soon for a 15mm giant Robo game.
Is that the one that has like the two really big
the
robots
really big
and
robots.
Then tanks
that look like Gundam size?
Yeah, I saw that.
Yeah. It looked pretty cool. I mean, the models at least look really, really decent for it. I can't remember for the life of me what it's called, but I've been drinking since
Big Robot.
Big Robot.
Big Robot game.
Big Robot game. I've been drinking since like 10. So
the old B rag.
Mm-hmm.
Or so, Berg, if you will.
Yeah.
Is there no overnight tournament, or is there an overnight tournament?
You know, there's always something going on with 40K or something like that.
Is 40K on the other side?
Yeah, 40K is on the other
side. We're divided by the wall.
Yes. The friendly
put
was...
Put him against the wall.
The infamous friendly was yesterday, and...
Athrope guy was there.
Yeah, Clint. That's his name, Clint.
No. He's bathrobe guy.
Oh, he's bathrobe guy. Okay. Bathrobe hat, cowboy hat guy.
It's not Adepticon until you see the guy in the bathrobe and the cowboy hat.
I'm coming. Yes. So if you've never been to Adepticon, there's a guy who wears a white bathrobe and a cowboy hat, and he's a mainstay. He's been here for like the last 13 years or however long Adepticon's been going on.
I think he's been in every Adepticon, and he started wearing the bathrobe like 13 years ago.
It's the same bathrobe. I'm going to come next year in the black bathrobe, and I'm going to go as the evil version of him.
Oh, so are you going to have a derby?
Well, I don't know. Is the derby the opposite?
The derby is the evil version of a cowboy hat.
Okay.
For sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, all no right. question.
Well, he doesn't have facial hair. I have facial hair. That makes me the evil version.
Right, and you have the derby. Because, in the Western, the hero's
that's
always
true.
Got the protagonist always has the cowboy hat, and the bad guy, the penny...
The banker or whatever?
The banker or the... What was that group of mercenaries that were, like, huge? Pinkerton.
Yeah.
Or the Pinkerton, he's got the derby.
Okay.
So it is, clearly... The antithesis.
Am I going to be breaking up unions as well if I'm a Pinkerton?
Yeah, you're going to break up his union.
Okay. That'll work for me. The friendly was yesterday, and it ended early, and I think people got a little upset by it because the friendly usually goes to like 10, 11 o'clock, and people are really drunk.
Did they end it early?
No, they started it early, and then it ended a little early.
It completed on time, but it was fast.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay, I understand.
So people were a little sober and a little upset about it.
Ah, right. Yeah, no, the tournaments I did the Shadespire on Thursday. I did the...
He middled.
You get caught up in the Shadespire. Well, I didn't win, but I left with pride. Product. I left with some sweet
what'd
promos.
You get?
I got a alternate objective 1 through fives.
Okay,
they're pretty cool.
All right.
And then yeah. So, but the first play stuff is really sick. It's a little like playmat thing that has a little zone for all your cards, and it's got these nice activation tokens.
Are they gonna make something like that?
Well, I think it's in the organized plays, organized play. So if you have any locals that are doing it, you can win it there as well.
Yeah.
But yeah, you should play Shadespire. It's great.
And
you said you missed out on infinite and a half pickup games because everyone's playing Shadespire.
Everyone is literally playing Shadespire. You can't go to a single corner of this convention hall without seeing someone playing
Shadespire.
I mean, like right outside this door over there, I walked outside and I was like, oh, what are these guys playing over? Oh, they're playing Shadespire. Like, I like going there and seeing like some random game, like someone's playing like a board game
awesome.
Or anything like that.
I tell all the guys who have their hobby lives destroyed by the wife and kids. I tell them, just play Shadespire. Because you could get in, you can play tournaments. It doesn't take all... Like, this is fun. Like, I'm having a great time playing this Age of Sigmar tournament. I didn't even know it was 2 fucking days. But, like, that's a massive commitment for, like, a normal human being.
That's every tournament here. Every singles tournament is 2 days.
Right. Again, massive commitment. And the rounds are super long. It's all day. Like, Shadespire was only all day because they gave us very generous breaks. But it was still just one day, and you just got in, played your games, got out. Also, it was 2 out of 3, so you played 2 out of 3. There were some rounds where you played 3 matches of Shadespire. Very fun. Yeah, fun game. But again, all of these tournaments, and this is why you should never take these tournaments super seriously, and which is why I never understand, like...
That's not how it goes!
Yeah, I never understand, like, the level of, like, super competitive salt. Like, I understand wanting to win. Like, sure, you're here to win. You're here to play a tournament, win some games. Great. But, like, the guys who get super tilted, it's like, you need to shit on everyone you play, like, to the max. Because
shit to the max.
Well, there's no cut to top 8, and there's no single elimination after, like, you know, Magic has that. Like, if you can squeak into the top 8 in Magic and still win the whole tournament because it goes to a single elimination bracket. This only cuts after the Swiss. So the breaker, your tiebreakers in Shadespire, for example, is your glory overkill. So if I beat my first round opponent by 1, and then I beat the rest of my players, the rest of my opponent, I can win all 4 of my Shadespire games and barely crack into the top 64 because I'm only over by like 4 glory.
Did you win all 4 games?
I lost 1.
Oh, that's the reason why you're in the middle of the pack.
Yeah, but
you're a disgrace.
But one of the games I won barely. One of the matches I won barely. I drew one.
I'm gonna be an Asian parent and just be really disappointed in you.
I lost one. I drew one. I won one barely, and then I shellacked the guy. So that was my record. So I was 2-1-1. Was my final record. But even then, you could in theory draw a bunch of games and like not end up anywhere without taking a loss because the glory would just be nowhere. And then in Age of Sigmar, I assume is the same as for 40K. You have a certain number of points you get for your primary, secondary, and tertiary objectives. It's 12, 4, and 2. So if you totally table the other guy, you get 17. I think you can cap out at 18. I'm not sure if they have any difference because scenarios might be a little different. So you could cap at 18 and they could get 0. So like you need to do that like multiple times to hit the top.
You're boring me with all this tournament talk.
Well, yeah, I mean, we are at a tournament.
Like this. Nah.
I'm just saying. Nah. We are at a tournament.
Can I talk about some of the other tournaments that I saw?
I want you to talk about other tournaments that you saw.
They already have a Legion tournament. Star Wars Legion was released 4 days ago, and they already have a Legion tournament. They've already sold 190. They probably, last time I checked, they sold 190 copies of the core set.
What did I say? It's going to sell a shit ton of the base games. Fucking hey, you remember Wrath of Kings had like a $3 million Kickstarter?
They did have
a, like, how many people backed Wrath of Kings?
Yeah.
Man, I'm sure I'm excited to see the huge Wrath of Kings tournament. Where's the Wrath of Kings tournament this year, Joe?
Oh, there is no Wrath of Kings tournament.
Fuck!
Here.
But it made like a $3-point-some-million Kickstarter. How could it be gone?
I actually just sold the last of my Wrath of Kings.
Yeah, it's just Legion is gonna come out. It's gonna fucking everyone's like, oh, Legion is so cool, Star Wars. And then they'll play with
it
for like.
You don't want a unit of Thrandoshans?
They'll play with it for like half a year, maybe a year, and then it's gonna just poof. Gonna disappear.
Well, that's Fantasy Flight's MO.
Yeah, well, I mean, X-Wing will stick around, but X-Wing has now hit the point where the barrier to entry in X-Wing is too high. Like, if you're not already playing X-Wing, you're not getting into X-Wing.
No.
Because you need to buy so much shit now. Because
really?
You need to buy models that you don't need to get their cards.
Oh.
Like, if you want the Emperor comes with a $80 ship. And the ship you can't even use in the game, but it's the only way to get the Emperor's card.
Mm.
So if you want to use the Emperor, that's $80 just for the Emperor's card.
But Steve,
you will sure feel the wrath of me in my Imperial shuttle.
something dark.
So yeah, so the barrier to entry to like to
something
to competitive
something.
X-Wing, not gonna happen. It's too expensive.
Yeah.
Which is why I'm hoping Shadespire does rotation. I mean, they need to do rotation.
Well, Shadespire will. I don't know if they'll do rotation, but they'll probably. Ban a bunch of cards.
I'm thinking, like, I have no idea what they're going to do. My hope is that they do blocks where they can do two-set rotation. So, like, you have standard format. So right now, like, say the next set is Shadespire 2.
Yeah.
Standard format would be Shadespire 2. Then when the set comes out after Shadespire 2, say
so
that's
Shadespire
Mordheim.
3?
We'll say it's Mordheim.
Okay.
Because they've already said that they're going to do different areas of the world.
Yeah.
So let's say it's Mordheim, whatever.
Yeah.
That pushes Shadespire 1 and Shadespire 2 into the legacy format.
Okay.
So then the new base format is just Mordheim, but you can also run a legacy tournament that lets you use all the stuff.
That might happen. My feeling is that everything that you get for Shadespire will probably still be legal, and that they'll probably just ban bunches of cards, like sets of cards.
Yeah, I don't know. Because that would change the ability to play decks and stuff. I think I'm hoping they do rotations because that's the way to keep your game alive.
Yeah, they might.
Because otherwise, I mean, 2 years from now, if there's fucking three or four Shadespire core sets and like eight warbands per core set, how are you gonna get someone to get into that game?
Yeah, I don't know.
Like, hey, you want to get in this game? It's it's not cheaper than 40K. It's way more expensive.
So back to other tournaments that are going on here. A tournament that was bigger this year than last year is Batman, Night Models Batman.
All right.
That was much bigger than it was last
year. Is there
year.
Like eight guys instead of four?
Hey, that's a 100% increase.
I didn't say
over the course of a year.
There was
probably 20 to maybe 30 people playing. It was a big tournament. Bolt Action was about the same size. It was
Bat Action,
which is insane because that game is dead as doornails. In terms of, like, what they're putting out for
it's Adepticon. It's super hard to, like, not find a miniatures game tournament.
Well, but what used to be the third largest tournament here at Adepticon? Like, let's say...
The third largest?
Let's say 6 or 7 years ago, what was the third largest tournament? Outside of Fantasy and 40K.
Well, I mean, I think for a long time, for Adepticon, it would be 40K in the lead, then it was War Machine Hordes in number two, and then Fantasy in three.
Well, what was the next after Fantasy? I forgot about War Machine Hordes.
Fuck, I don't even know.
Remember that they used to have a whole Flames of War room to...
Oh, right. Flames of War.
You know how many Flames of War players there were at the tournament this year?
Zero?
Like six.
Ooh, Flames of War. Rest in peace. That's okay. That game's stupid. Did you see the guy with his Pico armor?
Pico armor.
You know what? We didn't answer a question, and I thought of it when I saw the guy at the Pico armor booth. Someone said, what are the best miniatures for sounding? Because anal insertion is now passe.
Oh.
And that's Pico armor.
Yeah.
You got to start out your sounding with Pico armor. Get a little 3 millimeter mech suit. Get that in there. Bam. Giant pee hole.
Oh, and then you could go move up to, like, cav.
Yep, move up to the 3 millimeter cav, right? And then you can move up to 15 millimeter scale. Or no, that may be too big. You might need to go 10.
10, maybe 12.
Get like a 10 millimeter infantry, then a 15 millimeter, then a 10 millimeter cav, move up like that. Okay. Then soon enough, if you work really hard, your pistol will be able to fit a great and clean one in it.
Wait. Metal or the plastic?
I mean, metal at first, then the plastic.
All right, I like how you think.
See, now we're talking. Yeah. The bell might be pretty hard to get in there, but you could probably get it. So he's just got the bell hanging out of your dick hole.
Well, yeah, it's like a what is it called? An Albert?
Yeah, I gotta deploy this
Prince
unit.
Albert. Just
my unit's deployed.
That's a good pun.
Yeah,
because it's your unit is also your penis.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I was going with that.
I'm explaining that joke.
Thank you.
What was I going to say? Not Warpath. What's the other? Kings of War tournament was kind of small this year.
I mean, nothing's going to beat the inaugural Kings of War tournament after their $2 million Kickstarter that six people showed up for. That had a massive $1,000 cash prize for first place.
Yeah. Their tournament was a little
small. Which was won by a friend of the podcast, Kevin.
Yeah. And then they did...
Kings of War champion, Kevin.
The Lord of the Rings tournament was actually pretty big.
Yeah, the year that I didn't have my Lord of the Rings forces is the year that they brought the Lord of the Rings tournament back to Adepticon.
They brought that Lord of the Rings tournament back to Adepticon?
Because there was no Lord of the Rings tournament the year I was going to bring Smaug as my 500-point force.
They wouldn't let you bring Smaug again.
What?
Yeah.
There was no tournament the year I was going to bring Smaug.
Well, because I asked, because I know a guy who actually played in the tournament, and it was about 40 people playing,
which is great for a North American showing of that game.
Yeah, and they did pretty well. They ended up with about 40 players.
That's
and
really good.
It was a decent sized tournament. It was very small.
More power to them. I think Lord of the Rings is great.
Yeah,
I think it's a great game.
And that was interesting. But yeah, the thing that made me laugh was like Flames of War, which used to be huge. Now it's like six people.
Now
playing
outsized
it.
By Lord of the Rings, which I like. I love Lord of the Rings, man. I think it's a great game. Yeah. If there was more of a local scene for Lord of the Rings, I would definitely be playing
local
it.
Local scene.
There needs to be. Like, yeah. I mean, if you buy models and want to play with them, you need to have people who are fucking playing with them. So, like, I might really have a hard-on for Infinity. I don't know anywhere that's playing Infinity.
Yeah.
So,
let's talk about buying models because there's the store here.
Yeah, there's a bunch of stores.
Yeah, they got a bunch of stuff.
The Forge World line was insane. I was here on Thursday.
Well, that's the Thursday line.
But hey, people need to know it's fucking Thursday. It's a goddamn weekday, and there's the lines at the door.
Do you want to hear about my favorite line of the con?
I'm ready.
I walked up there and I picked up a model and I looked at it and go, "Hey, how much for this model?" It's one figure. And he goes, $46. I went, "Ha! No, it's not." No. And I just put it down and laughed and walked away.
Nice.
I literally laughed out loud in the guy's face and I felt really bad about it. But
I had a defining moment of the con as well.
What's that?
I walked in the bathroom to take a pee and I just heard...
That's every con.
And then wait. And then one that was... There was just like
wait,
every
was
every stall
there was feedback.
Every stall was full of some dude just dropping the most heinous shit of his life, and I'm just like, I walk and I'm just like, yeah, Adepticon, and I just walked out of the bathroom.
Adepticon.
I pissed in a different bathroom, and no one was pooping in there.
Oh,
but yeah, it was unreal. I was just like, it was a cacophony of chaos
a cacophony.
And
That would be the word to describe it.
Yeah, I said the one dude was squeaking out a powerful one, just like weep.
A powerful one.
It's just powerful, I like to think that, however, like that, like the five dudes in there all shitting at the same time. I like to think that they were having a bonding moment.
They were like, there was like at one point during all the shitting, there was like a synergy.
Yeah,
where it was like.
Well, I mean, the thing is, like, if I'm crapping loudly,
there's a resonance.
Like, if I'm crapping loudly, I'd rock the I rock the courtesy flush. I do the flushing while I'm pooping.
Or like,
yeah, well, I don't do the cough. I do the courtesy flush. And like, none of these guys had the courtesy to courtesy flush. They just, but it was really an alpha move. All of them were pulling alpha moves.
They were pulling alpha moves. I just like the idea of like, it's like when you're in traffic and the guy in front of you's turn signal clicks at the same rate as your turn signal and you're like, like that's what it's like. They're all shitting at the exact same time.
Oh, yeah.
And they create like the synergy of like, and then all of a sudden it's just like, it's this angelic moment that the four of them share. Then they leave the bathroom and all kind of look at each other and then just wash their hands and walk out and never speak of it again.
How much fecal matter do you think is produced at Adepticon every year?
Oh, more.
Like 3 tons? Four? Like literally, like an actual
like
guess.
An actual guess?
4 tons?
Well, how many people come here? Like, let's say...
A
shit ton?
A shit ton. What, 3,000 more? 3,000 plus?
Let's say 3,000. They each produce about, let's say, a pound of poop. So that's about a ton and a half.
That's 4 days.
Over the course of 4 days. So a ton and a half times four would be six tons.
So 6 tons of poop?
Six tons of poop generated
by the Adepticon attendees?
Yeah, we did the math.
All right.
#We did the math.
Do the math.
Yeah.
Do the math.
A pound of poop is a lot, but let's just say that a person generates
the average gamer is probably dropping two.
Yeah.
So the average gamer is probably dropping 2 pounds, and then the thin gamers are probably dropping, you know, half. So let's just average it out.
Yeah. The thin gamer.
The thin gamer.
Yeah. Hey, that's not even including the female gamers that are here.
That's true.
Yeah. Which, who also poop.
It's true. They also poop. They don't fart.
They do not fart. So the other store stuff here, some notable exceptions. Palladium is not here this year.
Where's Palladium? Aren't they going to show off Robotech Wave 2?
Yeah. Aren't the people... The people have questions that they'd like to ask Palladium.
Yeah.
Did we talk about that on the cast?
No, we didn't. The firestorm
that,
of Robotech.
That happened afterwards.
Yeah. I think it happened afterwards. But we talked about it on the page, so.
Yeah, for those who are unaware, Robotech, Palladium has pulled the plug on Robotech.
No, Palladium couldn't produce the second wave of shit. They lost the license to Robotech.
Yeah.
And they're offering people wave one excess garbage in exchange instead of giving them wave two stuff.
Yeah. And, that did not go over well.
Well, I mean, it's Palladium. Like, you should fucking know what you're getting into, man. Like, they've been sketched since the 80s.
People have been are looking for their pound of flesh from Kevin Ciambedia.
Never gonna happen. That guy is like a...
He's untouchable.
He's Teflon Don.
He's Teflon Don. Yeah, so they're not here. Soda Pop Miniature's also not here. This is the first time in like four years.
No soda, no ninja division.
They're not here. I'm wondering because recently they just announced. I'm gonna see if I can find it. Here we go. I saved it because I wanted to talk about it on the cast. They have said that the production is facing major hurdles and delays. To overcome them, they are moving the production of the Super Dungeon Explorer core game to a new manufacturer. So the Kickstarter that they put out 2 years ago, which is 2 years late, is now being moved to a different manufacturer, is not being delivered this next month like they said it would, and it's probably going to be delivered, and they don't have an actual delivery date on it yet.
You think that's why they're not here? I don't know if that would be...
This is way too soon for them. Like, they would have had to have planned to have been here, so they obviously plan not to be here.
Yeah.
And at this late...
Well, I suppose if you have nothing to debut, because they're dealing with production issues... if you're dealing with production issues and you have nothing to be you, what would you be here for?
Well, and they also said this. At this late stage in the Kickstarter, we are officially ending the open refund period.
Mm-hmm. Which makes sense. They said they were going to do that, though.
Yeah. Effective immediately. Well, we understand the delay in fulfillment is frustrating because we are in production process. We must be able to have firm numbers in order to plan logistics and production.
That makes sense.
Yeah, I think that's going to upset some people, too.
I mean, what are you going to do? It's a fucking Kickstarter. It's been... How many years has it been for Kickstarter? Everyone should know. Like, if you get your shit, great. Like, that's Kickstarter.
You're gambling at this point, man.
Kickstarter's always been gambling. Like, how many high-profile Kickstarters have blown up? How many?
I don't know.
Like, not even counting the gaming ones. There's been that fucking coolest cooler thing.
Oh, yeah. Remember they did that, and then they put it in the stores before they delivered?
Right, and that was the highest grossing Kickstarter of all time. And then people getting blown out because, like, people could buy it on Amazon before they got their Kickstarter one.
So because they got the sales to fund the Kickstarter.
Right, they had to sell the shit to fucking get the Kickstarter out.
It's a shitty cooler with a radio in it.
It's also got like Bluetooth shit, man. You could stream your MP3s.
I'd only like it if I could get like a little like wheel on it and drive it like a car.
It's Kickstarter. At this point, if you don't realize that when you're going to Kickstarter's not a store.
Remember this?
It's a fucking gamble. There were articles written about Kickstarter.
What was the name of that stupid shitty little game console that they put out?
The Ouya?
Ouya.
So the Ouya does suck. No doubt, like I'm not going to debate the fact that Ouya does suck. However, they did deliver exactly what they said they were going to deliver.
Yeah.
They delivered a very cheap home console with an Android platform.
Yeah.
And they totally delivered. The problem is when people were fucking backing that thing like crazy, they didn't stop to think that it was going to be a small console with an Android platform.
And Android has zero games.
The games you want to play on Android are all good on your phone. Like, you just you touch it. You don't need need a controller. So, they fucked up.
But a game company that's here that's not doing Kickstarter. This is what Steve is excited about.
My most excited thing for the cast. I did share this on the Facebook page.
Yeah, you
as
shared
well.
It twice.
I'm double excited.
The game's so nice, you shared it twice.
This is from Parabellum, is the company. War Games.
They're from Cyprus. They're Cypriots.
It's German? Greece?
It's its own country that's off the coast of, like, Turkey and Greece.
It's near there. Yeah. I'm trying to get an area. And there's a... Mm-hmm. It's a multinational.
They got backers from the U.S. and Germany.
And they have, and there's their rules designers was Alessio Cavatori, so Italian. And then they have stuff.
Mamma mia!
Yeah, they have stuff being produced around. So the game is called Conquest.
He's actually got UK citizenship now.
Conquest. Yeah. He has dual. So he's an Italian UK.
Yeah.
An Aquilian looking. This is Conquest, the Last Argument of Kings is the full name of the game.
This game is weird. I'm just gonna let people know. I'm excited about this because I'll probably pick it up. It's not that expensive.
It looks awesome.
And it looks awesome.
It's 36 mil scale.
It's 36 millimeter scale.
Which look fucking sick, though. They look really cool.
So the only way I can describe this is that...
It's Dark Souls. It's like Dark Souls / Kingdom Death.
Yeah. It's for me, it's like 28 mils have become 32 mils. So you can't play a 28 mil game because they're all 32 mils. So they're like, we're gonna take 32 mils and make them true scale. So
yeah,
now they're
just make
it
true scale. So they're 36. I think the figures all look great. The humans, the Iron Brotherhood, I think they call them.
The humans.
They're all in plate armor.
Yeah,
they look fucking rad. They look. It's like Dark Souls characters versus Kingdom Death monsters is what it looks like.
Yeah. The monster guys, like the archers, have like two arms.
Yeah, they're bio. Yeah, so the enemies are like their take on elves, and it's like they have bio weapons. So it's a bunch of bioconstructs versus humans, like gritty ass fucking humans. That's the box. That's the first race box set.
Yeah.
The starter game is going to be $80 MSRP, and you get 80 minis.
Figures for $80.
80 minis, $80. And all of the box sets, he was saying that, like, every expansion is going to roughly come out to be that deal as well. So, like, if you get a warband pack that has, like, more units in it, if it's $40, there's going to be 40 figures in it.
Yeah.
Very fucking cool.
The way that I looked at it and I was kind of impressed by it was two things. One, it's that this is not Kickstarter, so
it's an actual game.
It's hard to remember what it was like life before Kickstarter.
Yeah, this is a real game, an actual launch.
When you buy the game, you're going to get the game within a week.
And it's $80.
And it's $80, which is cheaper than almost all games nowadays.
Yeah. That's a great price. It's regiment based, but it's regiment based like War of the Ring style.
Yeah.
So the trays have little circles in them.
It's actually Rune Wars style.
No, War of the Ring.
Okay, Rune Wars.
War of the Ring from Games Workshop, sir.
Yeah, but Rune Wars is.
Rune Wars did not do it first.
Yeah. Well, no, but I'm saying is that Lord of the Rings had 8-man bases. These are 4-man bases.
Oh, yeah.
Which Rune Wars has.
Yeah, I meant the idea of the square base with holes in it.
Yeah.
The War of the Ring did that first.
Yeah.
Sir. Sir.
Yeah.
Also, Rune Wars is garbage.
yeah, because you see the big Rune Wars tournament here this year.
And to give you so Legion, they sold a fuck ton of Legion, right? They gave away Rune Wars for free last year. For fucking free. Everyone who came to Adepticon got a free fucking copy of that game. Who's playing it? Nobody.
I like the two guys out in our audience, but I was just about to ask, is like, what'd you guys get in the grab bag this year?
Did you get a swag bag?
No. No, he didn't buy a badge. Richie didn't buy a badge. No one bought a badge. I didn't buy a badge.
I bought a badge.
Yeah, did you get a swag bag?
I did not upgrade to the swag bag.
Okay, you didn't upgrade.
Yeah, because you have to upgrade to get the swag bag, which is fine, because lowered the ticket price, so it was only $35 for the weekend badge.
Okay. You didn't get your Penny Arcade figures?
No, the swag bag, like, I have no, whatever's in that swag bag, I have no interest in it.
I always take the swag bag stuff and then I put it up for auction at Games Plus, whatever I get. So I get a couple bucks back.
And the other big thing about this game, it's designed for a 4x4.
Yeah.
You could it's the game is designed to be played on 4x4. If you're playing on 6x4, you've upscaled it.
Yeah,
so,
it's a lot of fucking figures though for a 4x4. I saw that game set up on the 4x4. That's a tight game.
Right, but it looks cool.
It does.
It looks fucking rad cuz the table's full.
Yeah.
So, I'm really excited about it. I'm definitely going to get I'm going to buy the base set for sure.
I don't know. Any game that's where I learn the rules from a guy who's not speaking who doesn't speak English as his first
with
language
with a thick accent.
I always kind of feel like I'm getting
swindled.
I'm getting swindled.
Uh, I feel the opposite. Like, yeah, I feel like they're like, oh, this
you're
guy's
you're multicultural.
Yeah,
you're like,
this guy's trustworthy.
I'm like, I don't trust this swarthy Cypriot.
Yeah, I don't trust this guy who knows more languages than I do. That's you.
That's me. Yeah, American.
You speak American.
Yeah. Well, he speaks English very well, but I always kind of feel like I'm like, are you trying to sell me?
Yeah,
something
all of
here?
Them speak English really well. So.
Yeah. No, so the game looked amazing.
It
I think
fucking cool. I think it's my star of it. It's the star of the show, and yeah. I've never heard of it before. I didn't see anything on Kickstarter or on Tabletop Gaming News or anything about this game. It's just like I walked by their fucking booth and I was like, "What the fuck is that? That looks
holy
awesome!"
Shit. Also, we got the Planet of the Apes game coming out.
I saw that they've got a little setup with the trees.
It's fucking amazing looking. Yeah, but I mean, the game. I'm not gonna play the game.
Are you? Why? You are not gonna play the Planet of the Apes game?
No.
That game is like custom. That game is custom made for to be like your game. The one that you are like at the store and you could be that guy at the store.
I'm
like,
the guy's like, anyone want to play? Want to pick up a Planet
of
the Apes?
Who's looking for a Planet of the Apes pickup game?
Why would I play Planet? No, I would play Planet of the Apes if all of the apes looked like the apes from the 1970s Planet, 1960s Planet.
They
of
don't
the
look
apes.
Like the. I thought
no, they're all from the new one.
Oh, what a fucking botched opportunity.
I know that I want like my
Dr. Zaius.
Exactly. I want my apes riding around on horses and stuff and like holding up the humans like
bullshit.
Trophies.
That's,
yeah.
Now I'm mad about that game.
No, they all look like the new ones. They just look like
That's
apes
lame.
With machine guns.
I mean, let me correct that. Apes with machine guns are fucking cool as shit.
Yeah, it's cool shit.
But like I want, you know, I want Dr. Zaius.
Dr. Zaius, Dr. Zaius.
Dr. Zaius, Dr. Zaius.
Dr. Zaius, Dr. Zaius,
Dr. Zaius.
Oh, Dr. Zaius.
Do you think he's crazy?
No.
On a second opinion, he's also lazy.
Can I play the piano anymore?
Of course you can.
Well, I couldn't before. When I was getting out of surgery for my back, one of the questions, the doctor was like, how are you? I go, doctor, give it to me straight. Can I play the piano anymore? And he was like, I don't know. I was like, oh, never mind.
No,
it's not
he
even
fucking
worth it.
Blew it.
He did. And I'm like, this is the problem with the American Medical Association.
He had one shot. You had one chance.
Yeah, I know.
That was your M&M moment.
It was,
it's gone.
Not my M&M. It was his M&M moment.
Kind of both yours.
Yeah, a little bit.
But you know what? There was vomit on his sweater already.
Spaghetti everywhere.
Spaghetti.
Pockets full of spaghetti.
Vomit on his sweater already. Spaghetti. It's ready.
Mom spaghetti.
It's ready.
Yeah.
The game looks sick as fuck.
And then there
I'm
was
so down.
She's talking about the Conquest, not
yeah.
Planet of the Apes.
No.
Mantic is doing a Hellboy game apparently next month.
Yeah, they have a fucking sweet little Hellboy.
Their one show for their Kickstarter for next month, April, is one Hellboy figure,
which is really cool looking.
I think you could do it if it's like a dungeon dive. Like,
yeah, I'm interested to see what it's gonna be. If it's a dungeon dive like boxed game, I'm interested.
Yeah, I mean, like if it's a okay, you put out these tiles, and your Hellboy and the BPRD are going through the sewers or whatever, and they're like, oh no, it's a monster! Kill monsters! All right, that's fine. I'm for that.
Yeah,
you
yeah.
know? But if it's like an army game,
I don't know how it can't be an army game.
I don't know.
It can't be.
I would like to say it's not.
What are you playing? I'm playing 30 Hellboys.
30 Hellboys. I'm playing 35 Hellboys.
What? How'd you get an extra 5 Hellboys?
They didn't.
I didn't use Johann Kraus.
Yeah, they didn't take the boot upgrade.
There's no boot.
There's no boots on them.
I didn't take the bullets.
They didn't take bullets. They just run.
They just hit you with the Samaritan.
Yeah.
They ain't shoot nothing.
Yeah. What else? Oh,
but you know, as everyone knows, Hellboy's a shitty shot. That's why he's got a really big gun.
Also, I did see there was a dust tournament here.
A tournament. I saw there was a dust area, and I just saw it, and I was just kind of like, dust.
There was a
goes
dust
away.
Dust tournament. The new dust figures.
Were there more or less people at the dust tournament than Flames of War?
About equal, probably.
Ooh.
Yeah. There was
a big move up for dust.
I just sold all of my dust shit. I got rid of all of it. But
lucky
what
man.
I did see is that they did have like a Cthulhu like little army for dust. And
really?
The figures look amazing.
That's cool.
Yeah, they had like the Cthulhu monsters, and they had cultists, and they had like a sexy cultist who has the robe with like the hood on, but she has a leg.
Does she have tentacle face?
No, but she has the leg sticking. It's covered by a hood,
uh-huh.
And she has the leg sticking out with like half her butt. And I'm like, that's a sexy cultist.
Nice.
Yeah.
I'd be interested if she had a tentacle face.
Well, she didn't. You couldn't see her face. She had like the.
But there'd be tentacles slipping out of the hood.
Well, it's like a KKK hood.
Oh,
when I say hood.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, oh.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah, not like
not,
not
like a
like,
cloak hood.
Not like a cloak hood, but okay. like the Grand Wizard hood.
I want her to suck my wang with octopus tentacles.
Well, who doesn't at this point? It's a little bit all over. That's what I still say that that's the thing. Like in the 19-
you want to fuck a deep one?
Like everyone in Call of Cthulhu goes insane because they see like a fish man. In this day and age, we'd see a fish man and go like, "That's a fish man.
I'm gonna fuck it.
I'm gonna fuck that fish man. I'm not gonna.
Like, I'm gonna shape of water the shit out of that fish
shape
man.
Shape of water the fish man. Well, I mean, like,
I'm gonna win Best Picture when I nut."
Best Picture 2018 about a woman who fucks fish.
Yeah, that movie was really good.
It was really good.
And she totally did fuck that fish.
She totally fucked that fish. It's an old-fashioned love story about a woman who falls in love with a fish.
Yep.
But the thing is that we won't go insane anymore from seeing shit like that, because we've seen some shit in this day and age that we'd be see a fish man, we'd be like, "Ah, there's a fish man. There's a fish woman over there, too.
I want to fuck her.
I'm going to fuck the fish man and the fish woman."
Yeah, because as you know,
I'm gonna have a fish three-way.
Deep ones are able to reproduce with humans, which means they don't just jet their eggs out on the ground and have you jizz on them. You actually have to fuck.
Like the new four.
The deep kid.
That was a good transition.
Was the segue. You know what I did? I threw you the ball, yeah. And you were just like, you just jumped in and dunked it. Yeah. You Jordaned it. I was your Pippin. I threw it and you dunked it.
That is the new. They released that this week. The Ildeneth Deepkin.
Yes, the Ildeneth Deepkin. They look fucking so goddamn good. All right, so. I don't know if you noticed a few things, but one.
He's greener. It's a buddy.
That elf wizard with the scroll has an octopus on his back.
Going up there. That is a big mistake.
The octopus has a knife. He's got a sticker.
Right here on the ocean floor. There's wonderful things around you.
Another wizard
asking for
has fucking goldfish coming out of his cape.
Under the sea.
The super champion.
I hate that army.
The super champion
much.
Has fucking fish coming out of his cloak.
He does.
It looks so good. Flying turtles, electric eel dudes. Oh, dude, that army
dudes
is.
Dudes riding sharks?
Yeah, dudes riding sharks. They're like Eldar jet bikes, but they're sharks. There's harpoon guns in the back of it.
Let me tell you this.
That army is fucking awesome.
The army will do well. I hate that army with a passion.
It's so cool.
It's so
stupid.
It's the
fish
looking.
Army that people have wanted for years. No. It was like the meme army.
No one wanted fish elves.
You wanted the deep.
I want a deep.
You want
Merlocks. That's what I want.
The Mantic army is kind of Merlocks.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I didn't want fish elves. Blind fish elves. I do like some of the design on them.
I like that they don't have eyes. I think it's really rad.
I like some of that stuff. I liked. I also like the wizard who has like the big fish helmet with the cape and the fish coming out of it.
Yeah, it's
cool. I hate the turtle riders.
I love the turtle.
Is the turtle flying? Is it supposed to be underwater? What's going on?
I think all of the. I think they all fly. I think it's like
is the turtle? Turtles don't fly, Steve.
It's a magic turtle. This is Age of Sigmar, man. A wizard did it, bitch.
The turtles are flying, and I don't like the flying sharks either, because I'm kind of like, what's going on there?
Sharknado. Thank you.
It's stupid.
There's precedent.
It's stupid.
It's awesome. It's fucking awesome. It's amazing army. Yeah. Really fucking cool design.
It's
totally He-Man.
Like
I really like that Age of Sigmar is they're really just going He-Man.
Because if it was He-Man, that would be Merman would be in there.
Well, he'd be one character. Yeah.
Fish. I'm not a huge fan of that army in particular. I also think that the color scheme on it is a little too World of Warcraft for me.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's the studio color scheme.
The studio color scheme, they went a little too World of Warcraft. Yeah, never go full World of Warcraft.
Well, that's, you know what did go full World of Warcraft?
What?
Rune Wars. Do you remember what Rune Wars looked like? Where it was like literally the Alliance humans versus the Horde Undead?
Yeah, but that was the IP that they had.
But they still looked exactly like Warcraft.
Yeah. But that's what I'm saying. You never go full Warcraft with your figures.
I don't think they're full Warcraft with these guys.
No.
They're too cool looking.
Yeah.
And that fucking octopus has a knife. He's going to shank you. He's going to fucking sucker your face. And you're going to be like, there's suckers on my face. And stabbed.
Everyone always thinks, the most intelligent animals on the planet outside of humans are, like, dolphins or whales.
Octopuses are definitely in there.
No, octopus.
Octopuses are smart as fuck.
An octopus would kill you in a second given the chance.
They've been shown to use tools. They can have complex problem-solving skills, which is incredibly impressive because their lifespan is really short.
Yeah. That's like, never trust a fucking octopus.
He'll stab you. Yep. Like I said, he's going to sucker your face, and you're going to be like, suckers, and then bam, stab.
Yeah, they have natural weaponry that we do not have.
Yeah, they have natural weaponry.
Beaks.
And they'll use tools. Yeah. So he'll
and
stab
they're delicious.
You, he'll stab you and bite you, and yeah, they taste pretty good.
They're fantastic food, and you, it's a never trust an octopus is what I say.
Oh, they'll kill you.
Yeah. The Ildeneth Deacon. Under the sea.
And then, of course, there's the blue ring octopus, which kills you in like a second.
Under the sea.
That's.
I want a little crab.
I think
make
that would
little...
actually be.
Yeah,
you wouldn't get under out. You would just go and die.
Yeah.
Oh, there's going to be crabs. There's going to be little crabs. Come on. You know it. You know there's going to be little crabs somewhere around there.
I only want the crab. The thing I want with the crabs on the battlefield is I only want them to be able to move from the side to side.
So when you get
if
you get the little crab, are you going to green stuff over like the crab face and put two big eyes so he's Sebastian?
Little Sebastian crab.
Yeah, nice. And, oh, Ariel, you've got to get the prince to kiss you, mom.
And I'm going to make one of those blind elves. With a big old mermaid boobs.
Big old rack.
Yeah, nice. just like Ariel. Well, Ariel didn't have big old rack.
No, Ariel's an underage girl. Yeah. She doesn't have big old rack. She's an underage fish.
Yeah, she's not a girl. She's a fish.
She's an underage fish.
Yeah.
She nuts her eggs out on the ground and
you have to
jizz on them.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That's going to be my display for Crystal Brush next year.
A bunch of mermaids nutting eggs on the ground?
Yeah, there's going to be like spreading the eggs, and then there's going to be one of those Eldenut Deepkin just spraying a sperm everywhere on top of the egg.
I
don't know how I'm going to do it,
I
got some time to think
about
it.
So what you should do, I have it for you, okay?
Yeah.
You need to, you call it the, so you can use my ultimate pet peeve. For painting competitions, my ultimate pet peeve is when people do the little plinth with the little fucking plaque that says something fucking stupid on it.
Oh yeah,
that's my ultimate painting pet peeve. Whenever she's doing it's like the dark champion. It's like, don't fucking put that on your fucking model. I care about the model, not your stupid fucking story.
Dark champion.
Yeah.
Ooh, what's the champion?
So cool. You know what? I'll give you it if it just says your name. If it's a little plinth and it just says your name, I'm cool with that. Yeah. But if it's got some stupid fucking thing like on the prowl or some shit like that, fuck that. But yours, you have to do this.
Yeah.
The breeding chamber. And what you do is it's on a lazy Susan that you set up to
a
spin.
A lazy Susan. Should I motorize it?
Yes, it has to be. Well, for it to work, it has to be motorized.
Okay.
So what you do is you
I'm going to need a plug.
So
anybody got an extension cord over here?
So you lazy Susan it and you have to make it kind of like a. So it's a lazy Susan inside of a light box, okay?
Ooh, a light box.
Inside of a box, you understand me?
This is getting more and more complicated. Is it going to be a shadow box?
So when it spins, it's going to light up when it's facing front.
Yeah.
So one side of this light box is all the mermaid women nutting their eggs onto the ground with lots of water.
Do women nut eggs? Is that a thing?
You nut. I mean, nutting means you're projecting.
What do you mean, just laying eggs?
Well, I mean, that's nutting eggs, really. Like, nutting is producing your reproductive thing into the thing, into the air.
Okay.
So you nut an egg.
Okay.
So they're nutting the eggs.
Okay.
And, like, you just, you know, do all the gloss effects.
Yeah.
Do, like, you know,
like
the
slime and everything.
Slime chains. Yeah. Pile of eggs.
I'm with you there all right. somewhere.
So that's, and it lights up and it stays on that for a little while. And then it rotates. The light turns off because it's in the box.
Okay.
The light turns off and it rotates.
I need to get Bat to do all the electrical work.
So so it rotates, and then when it hits the other side, now you can't see the side with them nutting on the eggs or nutting out the eggs. Then it lights up again, and it's just the male elves just nutting on the pile of eggs,
just holding their elf wings.
Yes,
nutting
and
on
they're
the...
just nutting on the egg pile.
Okay. Okay.
So and then that lights up for a little while. And then it just rotates again.
I think what
back.
I'll do is I'll get some fiber optic cable and just have it coming out of the penis where it just lights up like sprinkly like glittery lights.
To give it the glistening effect.
Or I might just do the male elf nutting on the eggs and put on the plinth just like the little thing that says
the you can have that above their heads as text bubble.
I'm gonna put that on the plinth.
But the plinth should say the breeding chamber.
I'm not gonna go through all of that.
Just
I need an electrical like engineering.
Or you know UNF UNF. And have it spin and it lights up. So girls nutting eggs.
And the guy's
got
like,
nutting on the eggs.
But I gotta sculpt the elf face so it's got like vinegar stroke face.
Oh yeah.
Just
Just pure ecstasy of nutting on eggs.
God, the crystal brush.
And then if you could set
up something
that was playing the MP3 on loop, Ecstasy of Gold, while you're doing it.
The thing is, in order to crystal brush, I have to do like a 6-month expose of how I built this on my
you have
blog.
To vlog it.
I have to vlog it.
Yeah, you have to vlog
for 6 months.
You have
about,
to vlog
like,
the breeding chamber.
About an elf nutting on eggs.
Yeah.
So in order for them people to be like, oh, I saw this built from, this is getting a 10 for me.
Yeah, you have to do that.
Yeah.
You have to do that.
Yeah.
And like I said, the Ecstasy of Gold is really important. You need to make
what
sure that that's playing.
Okay, so this is what we need to do next year for Golden Demon.
Mm-hmm.
Because of the way that the
Crystal Brush or Golden Demon?
Crystal Brush.
Okay.
Because of the way that the voting is on it, which for people who don't know, they put the
picture. It's public voting.
It's public voting. We have to figure out a way of like sad puppying it. You remember Sad Puppies? Did you hear about that from last year? Sad Puppies were this group of, like, really, like, asshole, like, douchebag dudes, like, Chach Bros, who got upset because a lot of the books were getting nominated for Hugo Awards. Didn't star white dudes.
Got it.
So they, okay, they, cool. Because the opening part of the Hugo Awards is public voting. Like, people vote on what they're, on what they, what should be nominated.
Okay.
So what they did was they flooded it with all these things. What we have to do is we have to get all the listeners to game, for Game Classy, all 30 of them, mm-hmm. to get together and vote for, like, a really awfully painted figure that we put in.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, so we could just skew it and just so people are aware of how awful the voting is.
Why don't you just actually do the nut on the egg thing? Like, you should just actually do it. Like, really. Like, not even as a joke. Like, actually fucking do it.
Yeah, I'll get Tim to sculpt the head for me.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, just actually do it. Just actually do the dude nutting on the eggs.
Yeah. Okay,
and you can, you know what you could call it? The ultimate nut.
The ultimate nut. No, I want to call it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. It's pretty good.
Because I'm going to put that in the plate. Yeah. So when they, like, they announce good. It, I'll have to be like, it's not pronounced it's pronounced
Yeah. Hey, I'm in, man. Yeah. I think it's a good idea.
Yeah, the Crystal Brush this year was nothing was exciting about it. I don't know if you saw it.
I saw a few things.
There was a guy who entered a 176 scale Bandai Millennium Falcon.
That's pretty cool.
I was just like,
I mean, there's
wow.
nothing in the rules that say you couldn't enter like a Gundam.
Nothing in the rules say you can't enter a live tiger.
Hey, there's nothing in the rules that say you can't dog can't play basketball. Fucking Air Bud coming in.
Nothing in the rules.
There's nothing in the rules.
Nothing in the
rules. Nothing in the rules that says I can't put my models nothing.
What was it? No, that was Golden Demon where they censored the penis on the Bloodthirster.
They did. They did. They censored his big dick.
And the fucking trolls from Lord of the Rings. They did. And a Hobbit.
Yeah, because they have dicks. Yeah. They have skull. You know what? A very good conversion, because they were just part of the set piece. It was the hobbits sitting by Bilbo's trolls, and the dude sculpted big stone dicks for the trolls.
They weren't big stone dicks. They were little stone dicks. I mean, they're big in comparison
to a hobbit.
But I mean, for like the
that
troll
thing would penetrate
size.
A hobbit's skull and kill him.
Yeah, but I mean, they're still pretty small in comparison.
Well, I mean, they're trolls. I mean, I don't think trolls are particularly well hung.
Well, no, they're obviously
they're
not
minotaurs.
They're not minotaurs.
Minotaurs have huge dicks.
Well, as far as we know,
they're fucking huge. Yeah. They're minotaurs. They got
there
giant
was,
dicks.
There was actually speaking of dicks. This is a very dick-heavy podcast.
And poop. And nutting on eggs.
Yes. There was a there's a Kingdom Death monster in Crystal Brush that's essentially just a penis monster with penis arms.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, with like a penis cape.
Hell fucking yeah.
Yeah. So that was... I'm surprised that they don't come here.
Kingdom Death?
Yeah.
I think he only ever comes to just Gen Con
yeah.
and like nothing else. I don't think Kingdom Death is ever anywhere else. Mr. Poots.
Mm-hmm.
Mr. Poots is a good guy.
Yeah, the
I'm glad his game was really successful.
Arena Rex,
and that's a Kickstarter that delivered.
Yeah, well, 3 years later.
But it said 3 years later.
Yeah,
it delivered on time.
Arena Rex, the friends of the podcast, actually had a pretty huge tournament this year.
Oh yeah, they did.
It
capped. I couldn't get in.
Yeah, it was. I was impressed by it. I was like, wow, they actually have some pretty decent. And
yeah, I tried to get into it, but it was capped.
I know Grognard has a lot to do with that because they really like Grognard games. They don't even get stuff at a discount to sell it. Like they legit just because they believe in that game. They
for
saw
sure.
it out there.
Yeah, they were.
Hi guys.
What's up?
We got more people. Hi, Joe. Game Joe.
Assy. There's more here.
How's it going?
Hey, this is Steve.
Hello.
We have people.
How's it going?
You missed a great discussion about our Crystal Brush entries for next year. You'll hear about it on the cast later.
The crystal Brush entry is pretty good. I'm going to give you guys a hint. It involves nutting and it involves eggs.
Yes, exactly.
No, it doesn't involve that.
Did you guys do bolt action this year?
No
bolt action this year?
We lost that one year. We said, fuck it.
That's the way to do it when you lose a tournament.
What about Flames War? Were you half? Yes. Were you guys the other half of the Flames War tournament?
All six people playing in it.
No. There were six people.
We did 40K today.
Oh, okay. 40. Is it so that so the team tournament's over?
Yeah, it just ended.
Nice.
Team tournament was today for the 40K.
Yeah. They do team tournament on Saturday because they do the friendly on Friday.
Oh, so when's the singles?
Singles. Thursday.
So it's Thursday, Friday, singles 40K.
Because no one wants to play singles 40K. It's all about getting drunk and. Well, like playing with your team.
I can see that. Is it still four mans for 40K teams?
Man. Okay,
right on.
They had 530 people this year.
Holy fuck. 530 people for the team tournament?
I know.
Jesus
it's
Christ.
It's up from last year because last year there was less players.
That's fucking insane.
And
that's
now,
so many people.
Because I told you. What did I fucking say? I go, it doesn't matter what game you're playing because you just say, hey, what are you playing? No, you're not. You're playing 40K.
Hey, Age of Sigmar has a fuck ton of people playing it. Just saying.
People were like, oh man, Star Wars is going to be so great. I'm like, no, they're going to go back to 40K.
Yes! Yes!
That
thank you! Every new miniatures game that's going to be super good is like, oh yeah, a bunch of people bought it and it's gone.
Was that Rune Wars game that
they gave it away for free and nobody plays it.
I told someone at my game for 100, I was like,
sucker.
You chump.
Well, they
See, everyone here is talking about how much they sold their free copies for.
I don't understand what.
You always go with the premium swag bag because you always make your money back in that.
That's
legit. What I just said.
Yeah. That's legit.
You always
gotta
sell your swag bag.
I went with the cheapen because I'm a cheap ass. So
yeah, but yeah,
unless it's a video game special edition that comes with like panties or something, I'm gonna get the lowest tier.
You prefer used panties or new panties?
Yeah. Either or.
Yeah. All right. Well, I'm actually surprised at the size of the Depticon singles. I know Age of Sigmar singles
this year.
There's
a fuck ton of
people
here.
There's a lot of people.
I was really
playing.
Surprised.
I mean, considering how big talking with Richie like 3 years ago, there was a legitimate competition between Sigmar, Kings of War, and Ninth Age about who would have the bigger tournament.
Yeah.
And then it just slowly Sigmar just won
out of
everything. Yeah.
Well, I mean, they face planted their game super hard, and then they were like, "Let's not do this anymore. Let's get people to play it."
But you know who still has the best tournament here? I will say hands down, Saga. Saga has the best fucking tournament here.
Is that the Viking game?
That's the Viking game.
That game looks really cool.
It's so dumb and simple, but they put on the best tournament with the best prizes. Like, the guy legit goes out and gets sandblasted glasses that say Saga and shields and fucking spears and horns to drink out of.
That's pretty fucking rad.
I'm like, these guys know how to put on a fucking tournament. There was a guy with the Arena Rex tournament dressed as Caesar, though.
That's pretty cool.
So we got to do that next year.
Bathrobe Caesars? Well,
no,
I mean,
no,
I thought
no.
you were going to be the negative bathrobe guy.
I thought you were going to be black bathrobe with the derby. I don't have to be negative bathrobe guy. I could do both.
Nega robe.
I'm going to be. That's what I'll do. I will be that guy.
Hey, thank you for stopping by.
Thanks for stopping by.
Thank you for listening. Thank you for listening.
The Illuminati.
Something about the Illuminati.
Are we playing the?
Joke. He listens to the podcast.
Okay, very good.
I was going to say, are we playing that game again?
Hey, Inmo's a fun game. It's a fun game.
He hit a midlife crisis and joined, like, the Freemasons.
Oh,
like,
no.
Secret society.
The Skulls? Did he join the Skulls? Do they have those cool cool skull rings?
Do you know who's in the Skulls?
Who's in the Skulls?
Dan Delanois.
That's awesome. Delanois loves Bendis. Good night, guys. Thanks for listening.
Yeah, Delanois is in the Skulls. That was the fraternity he pledged at U of I.
Well, he loves Bendis.
I shouldn't be giving away that much information about Dan Delanois.
he's gonna take you out.
He'll be very upset about that.
He'll snipe you.
I didn't see him here though. I wonder if he's working.
Yeah, I didn't see the Gray Sons of Delanois at all.
The Gray Sons of Delanois. That's his 30K chapter.
It's his 30K chapter. The Gray Sons of Delanois. I'd be like,
they're one of the expunged
just
chapters.
Gray.
Oh my God, that's what we're gonna do. That's the expunged chapters.
The Gray Sons of Delanois.
The Gray Sons. The Gray Sons.
The Gray Sons of Delanois.
Delanois is the Primarch. So it's just the Gray Sons is what they're called.
Donatus Delanois.
Donatus
Delanois, the Primarch of the Gray Sons of Delanois.
Yes.
Yeah, Donatus.
Oh, I love this idea. It's like, oh, do you paint him gray? No. No, no, no. No, no, no,
no, no, no, no. Plastic only. But immaculate.
Well, resin.
Immaculate assembly.
You can have the resin.
Oh, resin as well. But immaculate assembly.
Immaculate assembly.
Immaculate.
You know, actually, and the thing is that I really wish that when I was doing my 40K stuff that I had Delanois assemble it because some of that resin, that Forge World resin, that's no.
The man is a master builder.
He's a master builder.
He's really fucking good. Like not even joking for the podcast. The dude fucking assembles great, and he never paints a model.
No,
but his stuff
never.
Looks so good.
He doesn't. I don't even think he pins. I think he's just that good with assembly that he doesn't have to pin.
The assembly god.
So what else?
Donatus.
What else? We are missing the 40K.
Trivia
tonight.
Oh no.
Yeah, so we can.
How would I win? I have no chance of winning that.
You have no chance of winning the Laura on 40K trivia. They did Star Wars trivia the other night.
Ugh.
Or maybe maybe 40K was last night.
If I ran a Star Wars trivia contest, no question, I would destroy everyone. You know why?
Why?
100% of the questions deep prequel lore.
Deep prequel lore.
Every question would be related to only stuff from the prequels. So like super random obscure things like when did Asajj Ventress meet up with Darth Maul and under what circumstances did their partnership forge?
There's some guy who's really into prequels, like the prequel memes.
Then that guy's gonna win because it isn't about
Hello
making
there.
It. It isn't about making it so that that guy can't win.
It's you can't win, Anakin. Can I have the high ground?
Right. It's about making it so people who are like, this is, it's destroy them. You're like, hut, but Han Solo. And be like, who? Who? No, the answer is Jar Jar Binks.
Well, Han Solo will be entering into the prequels soon.
Right, but you know what I mean when I say prequels.
I know
prequels.
What you mean.
I'm not talking about Solo, a Star Wars story, which, by the way, looks terrible, except for Lando, who looks fucking awesome.
Yeah, exactly.
Because it's fucking Lando. Like, yeah. I want to watch a Lando movie. I don't want to watch a fucking Star Wars movie. As soon as I saw fucking
Donald Glover
as Lando, I was like, I want a fucking Lando movie right now.
Yeah, I just want to see Lando banging chicks. No, I just want to see Lando banging stuff.
Yeah.
Not even chicks.
Yeah.
Just anything.
A Starsploitation movie with Lando.
Starsploitation.
Starsploitation with Lando. Yeah. Lando's fucking awesome. Lando's my favorite Star Wars character.
Dudes,
you know why Lando's my favorite? You know why Lando's my favorite Star Wars character? Because he's the only Star Wars character who's chill.
Yeah.
Literally the only Star Wars character who's not just like a fucking whiny bitch or a dude who says nothing.
Yeah.
Like, you know, like, oh, I like Boba Fett. Boba Fett, he has one fucking line.
My, you certainly belong up here with us in the clouds.
Right. He was macking on Leia. You know he was banging one of those alien chicks with the three jugs. Like
six.
Six jugs? Whatever. Yeah. Three, six.
Hey. Luke milked some boobs.
He also probably banged an Ugnaught, one of those fucking pig things that work
like,
in the Cloud City.
Fort. 15 minutes
to right?
kill.
He's fucking like, let's go, ladies.
You a boy or girl? You know what? Doesn't matter.
And yeah, exactly. Lando doesn't care.
Lando doesn't care.
Hey, as Lando would say, any hole's a goal. So, yeah, Luke did do a like. Luke in Last Jedi is officially best version of Luke because he's bitter Luke.
Yeah.
And, like, that's why it's awesome, because he went from whiny Luke to hopeful Luke to bitter Luke.
I hope in Star Wars Legion they release the milk boob thing.
If they release that model, I'll buy it.
Yeah.
If they release that miniature, I will buy it. I will buy it. You know what? Not only will I buy it, but I will make I will literally paint a model for an entire year. I will paint a diorama of Luke getting milk from that thing's nipple. If they release that, paint that scene.
The greatest scene in all of the history of Star Wars.
I'll do fucking non-metallic metal. I'll do light. I'll do fucking open source lighting. Like I'll make it look like the sun is shining from the horizon, like onto his hand, like grabbing the fucking jug, like the big nip. Oh yeah. Yeah, I'll go all out. I'll enroll in painting classes for that model.
So I mean, this has pretty much been what Adepticon is. I mean, it's Adepticon is it's fun.
Yeah.
I'm glad Steve made it out this year and actually participated.
Yeah. They're playing three tournaments.
Yeah.
I mean, and he still has to come back tomorrow. I didn't know it was gonna be 2 days.
Steve has done more tournament work than I have this year, but you know, whatever.
Painted an army.
I'm proud of you for your painting
the
army.
The new army, yeah. It's funny because I've had the demons for a year, and this is like the last game I just played was like my seventh game of Age of Sigmar.
I know you played some Age of Sigmar. You two tournaments of Age of Sigmar. You played some Shadespire.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I played the team tournament, which is pretty fun.
I'm gonna take some time to talk about tournament etiquette.
Do it.
There were guys.
Don't fart while you're playing someone. That's number one.
No, you're supposed to fart when you're playing someone.
I guess if it's thematic. If you're playing elves, you can't.
No. It's I guess if it's thematic. No, there was some dudes who were over playing in the 40K tournament. No shirts on.
That's just obnoxious.
That's just bad form all around.
No deal.
No one wants to see that.
I would mark them a zero for sportsmanship. And because they have a little reason why, I would just mark them zero and be like, didn't wear shirts. just straight up. Just like zero, didn't wear shirts.
You know, I have issues when people don't wear sleeves.
I don't even care if they're buff. Like, because then I'm going to be distracted looking at their buff bodies. Like, no.
There's too much muscle mass on
this
table.
Right. It's like, it doesn't matter. If they're fat and gross, I'll be like, their bodies are sloppy and distracting me. If they're really attractive, I'll be like, their bodies are really attractive and distracting me. So, zero. Played no shirts.
Yeah, I am with
this
you.
This isn't
on that.
Fucking shirts and skins. This is Warhammer.
This is Warhammer. This isn't shirts and skins.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah. No, that's that was. I want to talk about that. It's just that's wrong.
I think it's bad enough if they're wearing one of those sleeveless Dago tees.
That's what I'm saying.
Every time I see someone in a sleeveless, I'm like,
we call them undershirts, Steve.
Sleeveless Dago tees.
That's offensive to my Italian brotherhood.
Every time I see someone wearing a sleeveless Dago tee, I'm just like, ugh.
Hey,
and every time I happen to glance and see someone with a sleeveless Dago tee, they're always like leaning over like their pants. And I'm just like, dude, that is putting out like fucking stank. I know it. I can see it from here. I can see the heat lines coming out of their fucking armpit.
Well,
no, it's awful. Like, don't do that.
They're also called A shirts.
Yeah, don't do that. Don't wear a fucking T-shirt.
shirt.
Yeah.
Have so these are the rules. One, wear a shirt.
Shirt.
Two, shirt needs sleeves. That's all you need.
Yeah.
I'd rather see someone in just underwear, like just underwear, as long as they have a shirt.
Wait, hold on. Are we talking like tighty whiteys? Are we talking like
tighty
like
whiteys or boxers? Boxer no speedos, briefs. No thongs.
No banana hammocks.
No banana hammocks. Okay. No banana hammocks. No thongs.
But tighty whiteys, that's some. You're seeing some thigh on that.
Which is fine. I'm okay with. I would rather see thigh than the gut
than the armpit hair.
Yeah, than the armpit hair. No.
You don't want to see any of that.
Shirts, sleeves, pants.
Okay.
Or shorts. Like I said, underwear. I'd
rather
have
the shorts. Yeah.
Yeah.
I want some Kevin Smith size
shorts. However, yeah, it's gigantic. Like three people can like. He's fat, but they're still gigantic on him. It's like there's like seven Kevin Smiths can fit in his pants.
He had a heart attack.
He did. He almost died.
I don't know.
But he went to the hospital instead of going to do the show and like being toughing it out. He's like, I'm gonna just go to the hospital, and they're like, oh, good thing you came because if you didn't, you'd be dead. You know, so good on him for not toughing it out, I guess.
As a person,
if they were wearing a thong or a banana hammock, one acceptable way to do that, chaps.
Chaps.
If you also have chaps on, I'm okay with that.
Banana. Yeah. I'd be okay with that.
But still, needs a shirt with sleeves.
I'd be okay with banana hammock as long as they put a banana in the banana hammock.
I mean, they can stuff. That's fine.
I'm not saying stuffing. I'm just saying having a banana in there. So that during...
Like, it's blatantly a banana? Like, it's hanging out?
It's blatantly a banana.
Oh, so they can pull it out and eat it while they're playing?
Pull it out and eat it while they're playing.
Nice, nice. And get the nut sweat on it and just be like... And, like, sniff
well,
the...
Well, I mean,
like,
you don't have to go that far.
Have to, like, pull it out and, like, maybe it's glistening with some ball sweat. And then you just sniff it and just take a bite into it without peeling it.
Well,
yeah.
That's going a bit far.
That's an alpha move.
That's a power move.
Yeah, that's a power move.
You just quit the game right there.
Or
you're
what are you going to do? Like, be like, this dude just pulled a fucking ball sweaty banana out of his pants and bit it.
I'm done.
I concede. I'm giving him max points. I'm getting out of here. I'm quitting Warhammer.
And that day, I never played Warhammer again.
And then Skeeter died in Vietnam.
Skeeter.
There's always that one friend named Skeeter, and he always dies in Vietnam.
Yeah.
If you got a nickname and you're in a movie in the 60s, you're dying in Vietnam.
A movie
in the
that
epilogue.
Takes place in the 60s.
Right. Yeah. If you've got a nickname and you're in a movie that's taking place in the 60s, you're dying in the epilogue. In Vietnam.
In Vietnam.
And Bubba, who died in Vietnam. Always.
He was fragged.
Bubba was
there
fragged
was actually,
by
okay.
friendly fire in Vietnam.
So one other thing I noticed in the store that was pretty cool was there was a... I know it's contrite at this point, and I think our third episode that we ever did on this cast was about Weird War games. There's actually a company that's putting out a Weird War Vietnam game, and I'm like, it's a little too soon.
Weird War. Weird War.
However,
but Vietnam had nothing weird. Like the whole fucking. All right, I'm mad now.
Okay, you're mad.
Because the whole idea and concept behind
Weird War
was specifically World War II because Hitler was a whack job and he was literally obsessed with the occult. He was trying to like actually find relics that would give him magic power to win the war.
Yeah.
Like he wanted the Lance of Longinus because he thought it would be power. Like that thing's a real object. Like the considered this is the Lance of Longinus. He wanted that. Like he wanted to control that object.
I am aware.
So the whole fucking point of Weird War is like, oh yeah, all that supernatural shit that they were just like trying to do, totally real, and here's models for it.
And the Russians totally have chimpanzee humans.
Yeah, and they also got the monkeys with the electrons in their brains,
yeah, the
so they're super smart. Yeah. So they got chain guns and shit.
I don't think we'll be taking part in this Eastern Front.
We'll be telling them about that. Send the humans. I don't want any gorillas to starve. So that's the whole fucking point of a Weird War, because the actual real war that happened involved people who had obsessions with the occult. He had a division of the SS that was dedicated to hunting down fucking magic artifacts.
Yes.
Real, like in the real world.
I'm understand that.
I'm so mad!
It has nothing to do with it. I just wanted to say that the figures that he had were really cool.
Fuck that. I want to break them all.
You don't have to play the game.
Break them all.
They're just really good figures.
So what's the Weird War? Like,
I don't care. I don't know, but the figures just look good. I'm never going to play a Vietnam game, Steve. I have no want or desire to play that.
The one thing that would be cool is Hueys. I like the Huey helicopter.
Helicopters.
The Hueys are cool.
I just wanted.
I had a thing for Hueys when I was younger. That was like the first. I built like six Huey my first six model kits ever were six Huey helicopters.
I just want to have like the game where I play with a guy and I'm just like, down, 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 down,
With the Hueys.
Yeah, exactly. Flying in, having the guy outside, like, ah!
The guy in the chain gun, just shooting up villagers.
And the person's like, you don't understand anything about the Vietnam War. You just watched a lot of movies, didn't you?
Yeah, here's my guy from Platoon. Here's my guy from Apocalypse Now. All of your characters are just dudes from Vietnam movies.
Just Vietnam movies.
Here's my Born to Kill guy.
This is William Dafoe.
This is Vincent D'Onofrio because he shot himself in boot camp.
This is Willem Dafoe from the end of Platoon.
Yeah. Yeah, doing the...
the best.
The Platoon pose.
we're doing Apocalypse Now. Here's all the hedgerows of England that are pretending to be Vietnam.
Here's my super...
Remember how that second half of that movie sucked?
Who was the guy from Apocalypse? Was that Marlon Kurtz? Brando?
Yeah, Kurtz.
Yeah, here's my super fat Marlon Brando mini.
The Hummer. Did you ever watch Apocalypse Now?
Yeah, that movie, like, I'm like, okay, terrible. I'm into this movie, and then I'm like, oh, this movie sucks. And it just keeps sucking, and it's getting worse. And now Marlon Brando is just, like, blabbling.
I love
that. Was awful. That's a terrible movie. I can't believe people like that movie. It sucks.
The director's cut of that movie is great with Dennis Hopper running around the jungle. Like, he's not even playing, like, a character. He's just hopped up on drugs, Dennis Hopper from the 1970s. Like, man, you have no idea what's going on here in the jungle, man.
I'd rather just watch The Deer Hunter.
Yeah,
The
Deer Hunter's great.
Yeah, Deer Hunter's a good movie. Now, you want to watch a solid Vietnam movie, Deer Hunter, for sure.
Yeah, there we go. We'll end this podcast talking about Vietnam.
Yeah, it's my Deer Hunter character. the weird war. He's actually got a deer head.
Which one? Is it? Is it Christopher Walken or is it...
Walken. I want to win the Russian roulette.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Not what's his face, Fredo from The Godfather.
Yeah, no, you got to bet on Walken.
Get a bet on Walken. Hey.
Oh.
I don't know what's going on
here.
I'm here
in Vietnam. Look at here. We both have terrible Christopher Walkens.
This is my Christopher Walken.
Yours kind of sounds like John Travolta.
I don't know what's going on. It's crazy.
He wore this uncomfortable hunk of metal up his ass. 10 years.
Hello there.
Died of dysentery. Passed to me.
No, you got to do. You got to start off. You got to do.
Little man.
Little man. Boy, I sure heard a lot about you.
I knew your father. I sure heard a lot about you.
That movie's great. That scene is still like my favorite scene in all.
If I had died, he would be talking to my son, but that's not how it went down. So I'm here.
No, it's
talking to you.
It's my son, Jim.
Jim. My son, Jim. That's not what happened. So I'm here talking to you.
Do we have any other final thoughts? You guys have anything any final thoughts we need to talk about? Anything?
Come on, Richie.
Hey, Richie,
give us a word.
You lost the mic top. The spit guard.
Well, I think they did a pretty good job for Adepticon here. It's a lot better than it is over at the West, and we got a lot more room.
It's true.
A lot more room. Yeah, there's no parking. We need to work on that.
That's the insane thing is the amount of you can't park anywhere here. It's like from between 8 a.m. and like 5 p.m., there's nowhere to park in this building.
Well, I parked right outside those doors there. They were smoking out there, and I walked right in.
My thing is I have a handicap parking pass, too. And I'm like, I'm going to get a handicap. Oh, wait a minute. I'm going to a gaming convention. There's no way I'm going to get a parking spot, even in a handicap spot.
You know, actually, one thing I have to say about Adepticon, and I just realized this. Unlike Gen Con, there are no Freedom Scooters.
There are no Freedom Scooters here.
I believe, and I think this is because in even most cases, you have to be able to stand for at least one round of tournament play. So even the mightiest of Fatmen who play miniatures games are still mobile because they have to stand for that one round.
Well, I think that they're used to it at this point because they've been playing these games for so long that they just know that they have to push their bulk up like Greasiest Gold
Tooth. But Greasiest Gold Tooth doesn't even push his bulk up. He gets carried by Knoblars.
Yeah.
Wow. They don't have any Knoblars here.
I would
give mad props to any dude who comes in with a vest on with his gut hanging out. Yeah. And is just carried by children.
Just carried by children.
If he just had a bunch of fucking kids just like carrying around like Greasiest and he had a big fucking turkey leg. Like, that dude would be the best. That guy would be my hero for all time. I'd probably give that guy like $100.
Remember when Games Workshop put out a model that was legitimately a guy with a crown on carrying a turkey leg?
Being carried by goblins?
I remember
that model. Ed Spedding painted it in pastel colors, and it looked really nice.
He did paint it.
His pastel ogres looked cool. His ogres were pastel as fuck. I loved it. Ed loved painting pastel colors for his armies. They always looked really cool.
Yeah. There's a guy over at Forge World who has Ed's exact... like Cornish accent.
Oh, yeah.
I was like, oh, Ed.
Galactic.
All right, so that's about it. So go to planetarbitrary.com for your Planet Arbitrary needs. You can follow me on Twitter at Planet Arbitrary. You can follow Steve at...
I am Command Throw.
Like the Facebook page.
That's Twitter.
Yeah.
I share anime titties all the time.
Like the Facebook page. That's where we put up information about stuff and pictures and memes. And don't let your memes be dreams, Steve.
That's right.
You could also like, comment, and subscribe on iTunes, which is the best way to help out the podcast. Steve is farting right now.
Nothing. I tried. Didn't get it.
The alcohol is finally affecting me, so I can't really do my spiel like I normally do. You can also like the sister podcast. We have Play On Podcast, where Steve and Pat talk about video games. We have Deconstructed Daycare, which is all about Kenny TV and its implications on geopolitical world.
What does it mean?
Kevin and I are putting
out...
How do they know what color? Kevin and I are putting out our next episode of the Comic Book Logic Podcast, which is going to be X2. X-Men United. I think that's what it is.
That movie sucked.
X2? X2 is far better than X1.
Oh, no. The third one was the one that sucked.
Yeah, that's X-Men Unleashed. I don't know.
X-Men something.
X3. We're going to...
With the British dude as the Juggernaut.
Vinny Jones is the Juggernaut.
Vinny Jones is the Juggernaut.
I'm the Juggernaut, bitch.
Well, I mean, I'm not going to lie. I laughed.
Is that the first time a meme was used in a movie?
It was definitely the first time it was used in a big Hollywood movie.
Yeah, probably.
For sure. No question. It might have been in some other indie films before that, like a meme, but that was the definite first time it was ever used in a big, a real big picture.
Real big. The big show. Then we also have Weeb Town, which is our Twitch YouTube show where Steve and Young Giuseppe play Dragon Ball.
Yeah, we just play Dragon Ball. It was a podcast about anime, but now it's just us playing Dragon Ball.
It's like, yeah, I finally saw the Dragon Ball Z game. I was like, this is what Steve's talking about?
Yeah, it's fun.
Jesus Christ.
It's a tag fighting game. It's like Marvel, but it's Dragon Ball characters. It looks really pretty.
Maybe
the graphics are good.
Maybe that wasn't the Dragon Ball game I saw. The Dragon Ball game I saw was just two people flying around, kind of.
Oh, no, that's Xenoverse. That's ass.
Okay, I don't know.
Yeah, no, that's a different game. So that's the thing. This is the first Dragon Ball game that's actually a fighting game. Every other Dragon Ball game is always some sort of weird, like, arena thing where it was like you fly around. It was like really slow and awkward. This is an actual, like, Street Fighter fighting game.
I had class on Friday, and they were like, can we put the Xbox on the TV? And I was like, there's four people in class. This is the last period of the day. Go ahead. Go fucking play your video games. And they're like, okay. So they put it on. They're playing
Dragon Ball.
I'm like, you guys suck at video games. I'm sitting in the back ragging on some teenagers.
You should have challenged them.
No, I'm not going to challenge. You don't challenge. You don't legit challenge because then you lose all
authority,
and ability to make fun of people if you actually play the game.
Oh, I see.
Unless you're so unbelievably confident in your playing ability.
I see.
Like, that's the reason why I don't play in tournaments is so I can constantly tell people that they're terrible at the games that they play. Because if I actually played, they would see how terrible I am at them.
Powerful and clever strategy.
Yes. So you just sit in the back and go, play your children's games. You play terribly. All right, so Steve, until next time.
See ya.
Game classy.